what's happening on America's college campuses is horrific. Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s. It's unconscionable. It has to be stopped. It has to be condemned, and condemned unequivocally. But that's not what happened. The response of several university presidents was shameful. Now, fortunately, state, local, federal officials, many of them have responded differently, but there has to be more. More has to be done. It has to be done not only because they attack Israel. That's bad enough. Not only because they want to kill Jews wherever they are. That's bad enough. It's also, when you listen to them, it's also because they say not only death to Israel, death to the Jews, but death to America. And this tells us that there is an anti-Semitic surge here that has terrible consequences. We see this exponential rise of anti-Semitism throughout America and throughout Western societies as Israel tries to defend itself against genocidal terrorists. Genocidal terrorists who hide behind civilians. Yet it is Israel that is falsely accused of genocide. Israel that is falsely accused of starvation and all sundry war crimes. It's all one big libel. But that's not new. We've seen in history that anti-Semitic attacks were always preceded by vilification and slander. Lies that were cast against the Jewish people that are unbelievable, yet people believed them. And what is important now is for all of us who are interested and cherish our values and our civilization, to stand up together and to say enough is enough. We have to stop anti-Semitism because anti-Semitism is the canary in the coal mine. It always precedes larger conflagrations that engulf the entire world. So I ask all of you, Jews and non-Jews alike, who are concerned with our common future and our common values, to do one thing. Stand up, speak up, be counted. Stop anti-Semitism now.
You know, I'm guessing he had to do this video because there's so much of it happening. And it's not just happening here in the United States of America. It's actually growing across the world. And I've actually made that statement so many times. I'm going to make another prediction. I'm going to make another prediction here. And I'm praying that I'm wrong in this prediction. With all of this hatred towards Israel that is boiling over at these universities, these colleges here in the United States of America, and it's not even just at the colleges, but right now they're using the youth, these young adults. This prediction that I have is that we're going to start seeing major violence. Because think about it. The people that's utilizing these children, basically, the ones that's using them, let me remind you, these are the same people that encourage other people to strap bombs to themselves and go into the supermarket. Same group of people that's influencing these kids to protest. So once they realize that they're not going to get what they want because they're acting like little tyrant children. See, it's not like it was when Stalin was around, when Stalin was using the youth to start going around and tormenting people, then end up killing millions of people. People are not going to buy it like that any longer. They've already tested this out with the whole BLM Trans-Tifa movement, the Summer of Love. People are not buying into it any longer. So when they don't get what they want, they're going to resort to some extreme measures. And I'm talking about violence. And again, let me remind you, the same people that's utilizing these children are the exact same people that convince the children to strap bombs on themselves and go into the supermarket. Do you think it's not going to happen at some point? Now, it's a prediction. Now, I hope and pray that I'm wrong. I hope I'm just exaggerating a little too much here. Will Johnson is not going to get to that point. I hope that's the case. But as it stands, when they realize they're not going to get what they want, it's going to jump out there even more. So I want y'all to watch this one, because Benjamin Netanyahu, he put out a video talking about these college campuses. Now, look at the propaganda video that the left, these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorists, put out. Watch this.
We love the students of Harvard University.
We hear the students of Harvard University.
We respect the students of Yale University.
Thank you, the students of Columbia University.
We respect you.
We hear you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You see this? How was this not propaganda? I was talking to my producer about this earlier, and I said they actually created a video with the children in Gaza saying, oh, thank you, thank you. And what does this do? This is 100% propaganda going right to the minds of these idiots on these campuses right now saying, oh, the children love us, so we have to keep doing this. We're doing this for the children. Same thing Hitler did. You got to do it for the children. Same thing Stalin did. You got to do it for the children. And now Hamas is doing it. You got to do it for the children. And these easily manipulated, impressionable minds on these campuses, they're doing it for the children. Or at least that's what they believe they're doing it for. They're not doing it for the children. They're doing it for Hamas. This is nothing but propaganda 101. And look at this. Now, I want when we play this, I want you to play it full screen. What you see on the screen here, there's an older gentleman walking across the screen. And the caption of this is that he was an old Army vet, and he served in the military. And remember the men and women, the men that stormed the beaches to fight against all of the tyranny that's happening in the country. And look how they show their respect for the men and women of the United States of America that fought against what they are trying to bring to America. This is pretty sad, actually. Watch. You remember? See, that's when America was actually strong. I would say America has gotten a lot weaker ever since Joe Biden and the Democrats have taken control. This country has gotten a lot weaker, and that's what they're really trying to do. To see the men and women storm the beach like this, to see this happening, and we don't have men like this any longer in the military. This is not what we have any longer. What we have would be men jumping out of airplanes with parachutes, but they would have skirts on. This is the U.S. military now. This is not the same military. They don't look at the United States of America as a powerhouse any longer. You can take it off. They have changed what America is all about, or at least they're really trying. I should have gotten see if we can find it, Shannon. There's a video where they're actually putting up a Palestinian flag. They actually put up a Palestinian flag. Hang it up in America. But, you know, it's really no different than them putting up a Palestinian flag as if it, or no different putting up a sodomite flag or a Trans-Tifa flag, BLM flag, because there's no country called Palestine. These are people. It's just a movement. That's all that it is. It's a movement. The Palestinian movement. There's no country. But they hang it up like they've conquered these campuses. Have y'all seen it? It's pretty bizarre. I mean, where's the campus police? They should go and automatically remove it. Automatically remove it. Did they get a permit to hang the flags? No. I bet you if I went to you know what? Put it this way. If I went to the Supreme Court of the United States of America and I was just holding the United States American flag, what do you think would happen? Anybody in the comments? Anybody in the comments? What do you think would happen? Let me repeat it again, just in case you did not understand it. If I went to the Supreme Court of the United States of America and I'm just standing there, not saying anything, just standing there, but holding the American flag, what do you think would happen to Will Johnson? Is there anybody that know the answer to that? What do you think? I think it's kind of obvious what the fact that I'm bringing it up. They would arrest me. Did you know that, Shannon? They would arrest me if I were to hold the American flag on the steps of the Supreme Court of the United States of America. They would arrest me. How do I know this? Because when I was there, I was talking to a police officer that was there working, and he said, we would have to arrest you. And I said, but why? He said, because there may be some that might be offended by it. It ran all through me. I was highly irritated. Well, let me show you what the police in Germany are doing about these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorist supporters. And all of this, I'm sharing this for you because all of this is the reason why the ICC is now talking about Benjamin Netanyahu should be arrested. This is what all this is about. They're tacking all of this on. They're saying that all of this is his fault. What's happening in the Gaza Strip is his fault. They're saying all of this is his fault. But look at this. This is how they should be handled. And this is not. So finally, you have German police actually arresting those that would actually portray as Nazis. Get them. And with all of this, they're calling the police officers the Gestapo. They're saying the police officers are the one in the wrong. It's despicable. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
It's MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think will be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.